So we're reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita from the Adilila, chapter 5. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita begins with a Mangala Charan, or with an auspicious invocation. And this invocation is consisting of 14 verses. It said a Mangala Charan has several purposes. One purpose is to establish the particular purpose of the book that is being written. Another one is to invoke blessings from senior personalities. And the third one is to give benedictions. Because by invoking the names of great personalities, one automatically also gets their benedictions. The name itself is already a benediction. So these 14 verses then, which are the first 14 verses of the CC, are explained in the next 7 chapters. So here we are in chapter 5, and we are just coming upon the 7th verse. So it said, I have explained this 7th verse in 4 subsequent verses. By these verses all the world can know the truth about Lord Nityananda. So the next verses explain the nature of Lord Nityananda. Maya titte vyappe vaikunta loke punarsvarya sri chaturvyuhe madye rupam yasyudbhati sankarsanakyam tam sri nityanandaramam prapaje. Translation. Can I get a little more volume because my voice is a little... I'll take the zoom. I'm sure it can be done here also. It's just a matter of the buttons. I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is known as Sankarsan in the midst of the Chaturvyuha, consisting of Vasudev, Sankarsan, Prajumna, and Aniruddha. He possesses full opulences and resides in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond the material creation. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyanandana Salakaya Chakshura Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. So it is said that in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that this is a verse from Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami's diary. It appears in the 8th of the first 14 verses of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, Lord Nityananda, I lost it again. I really need volume, otherwise. You had it. There was no zoom. Let's have the zoom. Yeah. Thank you very much. Anyway, so Lord Nityananda is the expansion of Lord Chaitanya. Gauranga, sit down and leave that thing alone. And Lord Chaitanya is none other than Krishna himself. And then we see a description of the Chaturvyuha, how the Lord takes so many forms. Lord Krishna is described in the Brahma Samhita, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam, as Anantarupa, as the one who is having unlimited forms. So sometimes people think that it's a matter of liking, that it's a matter of taste. Some people are devotees of Jagannath. Some people are devotees of Radha Krishna. Some people are devotees of Lord Chaitanya, right? So what is the truth in this matter? We are finding descriptions that all the various forms of the Lord are being manifest for to reciprocate with the taste of so many different devotees. So what is our position? It is to be understood that Lord Chaitanya includes all other deities. It is said that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita we find many descriptions of different devotees having a different worshipable deities. There were several occasions when a devotee was worshipping Lord Ramachandra. And is Lord Ramachandra not most worshipable and very interesting? On Ram Nomi, we discussed so many nice details about Lord Ramachandra, and we were in the mood of worshipping him in various ways. And we discussed many topics then. Some I'm remembering reading from the very first pages of the Ramayana, how Ravana was flying through the sky in his chariot, and how he was accompanied by so many demons, and some of these demons had the heads of animals, and they had tremendous mystic power. And it said, and then these demons would just travel through the sky and would descend upon the sages and rip them apart and drink their blood and all that. And we were reading all these descriptions, and when you were reading that, it was certainly shocking to see such demoniac descriptions, more than anything we see now. Because we understand that at that time, the demons were also invested with greater powers. But nonetheless, in general, the population was not affected by such demoniac forces. They were limited. So we are listening to the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra and quite amazed. There are many nice details. One of the stories we remember from Ram Nomi was how when Lord Ramachandra was asked to leave the forest by his father, at that time all the residents of Ayodhya decided to go with him, and they decided to all go to the forest together. So there was a huge camp with Lord Ramachandra, and therefore Lord Ramachandra was thinking, this is not fulfilling the purpose of my father. He wanted me to be in exile. So therefore this will not work. So he got up in the middle of the night and told his chariot driver, let's go. And they left in the middle of the night. And then as they went far on the path, then at one point Ramachandra said, stop the chariot. And he got down from the chariot and he said to the driver, and now you go, knowing very well that the people would follow the chariot. And then he walked and he came to a river. And it said, at that river there was a boatman, and this boatman took Sitaram and Lakshman across the river, and Lord Ramachandra made a gesture to give a reward to that boatman, and Sita gave him a pearl necklace. But the boatman didn't want that pearl necklace. He said, no, I cannot take it. And Lord Ramachandra said, why? He said, because there is a custom in this particular area. The custom is that when one boatman takes another boatman across the river, he never charges. We cannot charge, right? That is our custom. And Lord Ramachandra said, since when am I a boatman? Right? I'm not a boatman. He said, no, you are a boatman. He said, I only take people across the river, but you are taking people across the ocean of birth and death. Right? And he said, and when I come to that ocean of birth and death, you know, when my time comes to go to the other side, I hope you remember our practice, right? And that you will not charge anything. So, in this way, the boatman was dealing with Lord Ramachandra in a very cunning way. And so we hear these pastimes, and they're very nice. And we see how some devotees were great devotees of Lord Ramachandra. But yet we see in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya was bringing them to the point of worshipping Krishna. He tried that. He even tried it with Murari Gupta, but he failed with Murari Gupta, who was none other than Hanuman, right? But all the others, some Brahmanas in South India, they actually started to worship Lord Krishna by the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is not without any reason, because although some may have a great taste for the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, we should know that Krishna includes Ramachandra. Right? Within the incarnation of Lord Krishna, Lord Ramachandra is also there. He's already included in Lord Krishna. So by worshipping Lord Krishna, one automatically also worships Lord Ramachandra. So in this way, it is said that Krishna is Govindam Adipurusham, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Still, there's a story that once Sivananda Sen, who was the organizer of all the devotees in Bengal, was organizing all the devotees to go meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Rath Yatra. And it was a big thing. It is described that there were thousands of people, thousands of devotees accompanying Sivananda Sen. So it was a big thing to manage, a party of like 1,000 or more traveling down the road. And then when such a huge gathering came to one of the toll barriers in Orissa, then the local people became very greedy. And at that time the king, Maharaj Prataparuda, who was favorable towards the devotees, was absent, and there was a minister. And this minister, he was on the greedy side, so when he heard that so many people had come, he charged an exorbitant amount of tax for them to pass. So the Sivananda Sen said, this is outrageous. This is absolutely outrageous. There's no question we're not going to pay this. No way. So the minister then had Sivananda Sen arrested and chained up and shackled, and they dragged him along the road and threw him in a dungeon. So Sivananda Sen was there in the dungeon. All the devotees were very, very upset. Then in the night, some soldiers came to the cell where Sivananda Sen was kept, and they dragged him out of that cell. And he was thinking, now I will be tortured. And he was brought into a room, and the minister was there, accompanied by further soldiers. So the minister said, I want to ask you a question. Sivananda said, oh no, here we go. Trouble. And then the minister said, who is more important, Lord Jagannath or Lord Chaitanya? So now, I'm asking this question to you. Right? Is there any volunteer? Why? Yeah, this is very interesting, because in the Chaitanya Charitamrita there was a poet who wrote some poetry which was rejected by the secretary of Lord Chaitanya, because he made a distinction between Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya. Right? He was not seeing that both were the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he was saying that Lord Chaitanya was the soul of the body of Lord Jagannath, of the wooden form of Jagannath, right? Which was rejected as bogus, because it said Lord Jagannath is the Supreme Lord and Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Lord, and they are the same. Yeah. So in that way, you're right. But is there any other answer? Huh? Oh. Ah. See? Better than you. Yes. Namo Mahavananyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Kuratvisha Namaha. Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful incarnation. There is no incarnation as merciful as Lord Chaitanya. And therefore he is the most important. So Sivananda Sen had no doubt. He immediately said, Lord Chaitanya is the most important. The minister was from Orissa. And a devotee of Jagannath, naturally, right? But the minister that night before calling Sivananda Sen had an experience that Lord Chaitanya appeared before him in a dream, right? And that he had said that he would destroy him. The minister naturally had tried to take shelter of Lord Jagannath, but he did not feel in any way safe, and that's why this question had arisen in his mind, and he was now trying to clarify it. And when Sivananda Sen said, "There's no doubt, Lord Chaitanya is more powerful," then the minister was thinking, "Yes, he must be." Right? And he let Sivananda Sen go, and all the men go. So it is a fact that Lord Chaitanya is the particular manifestation of the Supreme Lord, who is most merciful, and therefore who is the most important. There is no incarnation of the Lord who is more important to the fallen conditioned souls as Lord Chaitanya. There is no incarnation that is more important. And Lord Chaitanya is none other than Krishna. He's not some expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but in the most merciful form. And therefore, in our case, it's not a matter of choosing a particular deity, but we should understand that our Ishtadev, our worshipable Lord, is Lord Chaitanya. And that is basically the message of the Chaitanya Charitamrita throughout, where we see that the different devotees of Ram are turning into Krishna, where we're seeing that Venkata Bhatta, who was a learned scholar, was a devotee of Lakshmi Narayan. And there was a whole debate that came about between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Venkata Bhatta about who was the supreme. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, "Your Lakshmi could not enter into the rasa dance, but she desired it. So how is it that Lakshmi, who is the wife of Lord Narayan, was desiring to enter into the rasa dance?" He said, well, Venkata Bhatta said, "Well, because Lord Narayan is the same as Krishna. He's the same." But then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted that. He said, "All right, but then why he's the same, that's fine, but then why wasn't Lakshmi just satisfied in being with Narayan? Then why did she still want to enter into the rasa dance?" Then Venkata Bhatta said, well, the ways of the Lord are inconceivable. Right? He pulled the Achintya Shakti card. Right? But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pointing out that there was a clear reason, right? Because she was too much in Aishwarya and did not have that special mood of the devotees of Vrindavan, who were just without any opulence, selflessly serving the Lord. So Krishna was established there as the supreme. So throughout, Krishna is established as the supreme, right? There is no doubt. So there are many sessions in the Chaitanya Charitamrita which establish the supremacy of Krishna over all other deities. But there are also several mentions that are pointing out that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Krishna, and that he is Krishna in that special, most merciful form, just like the second chapter of the Adilila establishes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna and that he is most merciful. Also, we see in the pastime of Nakula Brahmachari how Sivananda Sen saw this huge crowd around Nakula Brahmachari. And Nakula Brahmachari was being worshipped because the people said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has entered within him. And Sivananda Sen thought to himself, "If Nakula Brahmachari knows my worshipable mantra, then I'll accept him, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has entered within him." Immediately, Nakula Brahmachari told the people, "Call Sivananda Sen." No one knew who Sivananda Sen was, and they were calling in all directions. They found him, they brought him, and Nakula Brahmachari said, "Your worshipable mantra is the Gaura Gopal mantra." Right? The which is the Gaura Gopal mantra. It's actually Gauranga, right? That's the Gaura Gopal mantra. But the Gaura Gopal mantra is also Radha Krishna, it is said, because Srimati Radharani is Gaurangi and Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So Gaura, Gaurangi, and Gopal is Krishna. So Radha Krishna is also known as the Gaura Gopal mantra. But Gauranga was the mantra that Sivananda Sen was chanting. Because all these associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew only one worshipable Lord, Lord Chaitanya. They only knew Lord Chaitanya. So we should also understand that our worshipable Lord is Lord Chaitanya. Because we need the mercy in particular. If not the most merciful Lord takes interest in us, then what is our chance? No chance. So, to approach Lord Chaitanya, we require Lord Nityananda. Because Lord Nityananda is the first servant of Lord Chaitanya. It is Lord Nityananda who teaches us to serve. Just like Laxman, the name Laxman was the servant of Lord Ramachandra. And Laxman said that the name Laxman means he who has the right to serve the Lord. And that was his name, Laxman. So in the same way, Lord Nityananda is always the servant of Lord Chaitanya. But otherwise, he is described as being the same. We find a description how once Lord Chaitanya said, let's have Vyasa Puja. And Lord Nityananda was very happy. He was making all the arrangements to bring all the paraphernalia to worship Lord Chaitanya. But then, Lord Chaitanya just transformed himself into the form of Lord Nityananda. So in this way, it actually became the Vyasa Puja of Lord Nityananda. So some cheating was there. There is no difference between Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, but there is a difference in mood. Because Lord Nityananda is the servant of Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Nityananda is particularly very, very merciful to the most fallen, because of being intoxicated with love of God. Lord Nityananda is especially reaching out to the most degraded personalities. So the name Karuna Nithai is quite appropriate, right? Most merciful Lord Nityananda. Because we require that mercy. Like yesterday we were discussing, and our conclusion was that in the age of Kali, right, the general populace are only consisting of two types of people, animals and hypocrites, right? Animals who are blatantly degraded and hypocrites who are acting as if they're not degraded, but who are actually degraded. And these are the only two classes of people that we can find in this age. Animals or hypocrites. And the hypocrites are walking around in nicely polished suits and dress and nicely polished behavior and have snobbish noses and look down upon others who are so degraded. But they too are engaging in so many sinful activities. Equally so. Right? Equally. But all hidden. Secretly. The so-called most pious, etc., have also their sinful moments, etc. So, without Krishna consciousness, there is no question of not being sinful. It's not possible. One will be implicated. And of course, everyone is implicated just by social custom and social practice. Even what is socially totally acceptable is highly sinful. Therefore, in this way, everyone is actually on a very sinful platform. Early this morning, when they served breakfast on the plane, I had a close-up smell and look as to how everyone is sinful. It was intense. At 5 in the morning, they served out a breakfast before we were landing in Frankfurt. Or 4:30 it was. Yeah, 4:30. Instead of Mongolartic this morning, it was all kinds of non-vegetarian items surrounding me. It was gross. Right? So they start the day and plunging into these things, thinking that it's perfectly normal. What to do? So people are certainly very fallen and require the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Therefore, without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we cannot even take to devotional service. We need the example of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is a preacher. He is a preacher. He is merciful to others. So without being merciful to others, we cannot get enough taste in Krishna consciousness to maintain it. We may get it for a while, but we cannot maintain if we are not merciful to others. That's essential. Somehow or other, we have to do something to pass on Krishna consciousness. And the more we become involved in being kind and merciful, the more we will be accepted, and the more we'll become the servant of Lord Chaitanya. It is, of course, nice if we engage in some form of propaganda, either book distribution, or speaking about Krishna, or cultivating people and making them friends. There are so many ways. So many devotees are doing different things. Someone dresses up in a suit and presents a Bhagavad Gita to the Pope. Right? Someone is always involved with the media. Someone is making connections in universities. Someone is trying to get us registered on campus as a vegetarian society. And in many places it works. Like that, there are so many things that can be done. There are no limits as to how we can preach. But we must know that when we preach in a spirit of being compassionate and actually trying to be kind and merciful to others, right, and try to see how they are suffering, then we become real preachers. Then our preaching becomes inspired preaching. Right. Then it is no longer a duty. We must distribute these books. Why? Because Srila Prabhupada wanted it. No, beyond, because people are suffering so much in this world, and because these books are the only answer. In that way, by being compassionate. So Lord Nityananda is most compassionate and is somehow or other ready to overlook all the faults of people. So we also, in this way, become devotees of Lord Nityananda. So this must increase our desire to make some sacrifice to give other Krishna consciousness. If that's not increasing, then our Krishna consciousness will also dry up. Right? It will dry. It will become stale. And even although our knowledge of the philosophy may increase, still our hearts remain dry and barren when we are not remaining engaged in this spirit of just giving the mercy everywhere to anyone and everyone as much as we can. And the more we do absorb in that spirit, the more we get the transcendental bliss that Lord Nityananda is also experiencing. This is the way. Yeah. How to preach? There are so many ways. Some people preach online. Some make a website. You know, you're very kind of safe, right? Safe in your own room. You just put it out there. You don't have to stand in the middle of the street, in the streets of Amsterdam. Like, I'll never forget that Thakur was standing in the street and that this girl in tiger dress, black girl in tiger dress came and she just grabbed him and said, okay, now you're going with me. I'm taking you home. Right? And she started to take him home and he didn't quite know what was happening and she was doing it. She was doing it. He was sort of like, but, you know, being a gentleman as he is. So eventually she let him go. Her girlfriend told him, let him go, right? Yeah. Wasn't in the same week someone smashed you in the face also? Huh? Something like that happened. Huh? Yeah, all together. I remember it was one after the other. Spitting, kicking, tigers coming. So, Krishna is testing us in so many ways. He may send us a tiger. He may send us someone who spits. He may send us so many tests in so many ways. But whatever, we must remain merciful. This is the real point. If we really study this philosophy, okay, we must understand that we are eternal spirit souls. We must understand, even more confidential knowledge, that devotional service to the Supreme Lord is the goal of life. And yet, still more confidential knowledge, that pure devotion